Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and this is CJ Savage, and thank you for joining us today. We're going to talk about how to order from the universe. I'm CJ Savage. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, which I have been for more than 18 years, and I'm also a past mental health specialist, which I resigned from the state of Illinois at the Department of Mental Health in 93 to open up my own offices and work full-time in hypnotherapy, which I now travel nearly anywhere in the United States, hypnotizing people from all walks of life for a variety of things, mostly for weight and smoking in organizations, companies, and that type of thing. You can get my CDs. Actually, you can preview the tracks of the hypnosis CDs on cdbaby.com/CherylJSavage, and that's spelled CherylJSavage, or also on cdbaby.com/CJSavage, and then you go into there, click on one of the CDs that you're interested in, and then go to the very bottom and just click on preview these tracks, and you can listen to it. Okay. Tonight we're going to talk about how to order from the universe. I came up with something very interesting from Steve Pavlina, and it's on how to order from the universe. And actually, he states it very well. The universe that you live in works very much like a popular restaurant. Now, he uses a restaurant as an analogy on how you order from the universe. Remember, we talked a lot about you create your own world because as within, so without, which means everything begins with your thought, and you are in control of your thoughts. So if you want to be in control of the life that you live, it all starts with your thoughts, and your thoughts create emotions. You think something enough times, you're going to have emotion over it. Well, Steve Pavlina uses a restaurant as an analogy for how we order from the universe. It's much like your popular restaurant. You go in, you decide what you want, you order it, you receive it, and you digest it. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't seem to know how to order. Some are downright inept at it. They walk into this restaurant, they behave like complete idiots, and they end up hungry and disappointed. Then they complain about the restaurant and the post negative reviews online, despite the fact that the restaurant has received rave reviews from the most experienced food critics. The Universal Restaurant. Steve says, I can't tell you how many times I encounter people who set goals like, I want a romantic partner, or I want a stable job that pays more money, or I want to lose weight. I've heard enough of this drivel to last a lifetime. It's reached the point where I may start carrying around a squirt gun and shoot people in the eye when they say stuff like this. Well, that would be kind of funny. And he says, those are crap goals, and they are. As a matter of fact, let me state here for a second that if you would like to know how to really state good goals, reach your goals, I actually did a segment a while back, several weeks ago, on how to create goals. The things that make a good goal, you always start with I am, keep it in the present tense. There's a whole list of ways to set goals. And if you don't even know what your goals really are, and you're sitting down and you're thinking, well, there's a lot of things I'd like to have, write it out on paper, what it is that you want. And just simply write your goals out. And for each goal that you want, first make a list of goals, things that you want to achieve or things you want to do or things you want to have or whatever it is. And then on each one of those, you take out a piece of paper, write that goal at the top of the paper. Then you write out the reasons I want this. Now, if you can't come up with some reasons why you want it, you probably don't want it very badly. But you're going to find that when you do this, when you write the reasons I want this, you may become very emotional. You may have a burning desire for it. You may have a lot of reasons, or you may have one really, really good reason why you want it, and it's really important to you. It's so important that it's more like a burning desire. It's you're so much passion there. You don't just want it. It's not just a wish, but you really, really do want it. And then you write out the reasons you believe you can have it, or the reasons you believe you can do it, or the reasons you believe you can achieve it, whatever the case may be. But if you can't come up with anything for those three things, it's probably not really anything you really want. It's probably just a wish, and wishes are just that, wishes. So when you do this procedure, you will find that you may at once had 100 things that you wanted, or 1,000. But as you write out the reasons you want it, you'll find the most important ones are you've created a real burning desire, and you have a lot of reasons, or just some really very, very good reasons. So when you do this, you're going to narrow all those goals or wishes down to what it is that you really, really, really want. Then when you write it, be sure you write it in the present tense. Just always try to start with I am. Always keep it very positive. Don't use negative words. So just got off track there for a minute, but I just want you to know how to set goals. You can go back to my segment on goals, which is in there, and if you can't find it, email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Email me and ask me. I will point you in the right direction, where to get it. He says, I can't tell you how many times I encounter people who set goals like, I want a romantic partner, I want a stable job, pays more money, so on. Those are crap goals. Don't waste your time on them, and definitely don't say them within earshot of me, because setting such goals is the equivalent of walking into a restaurant and proclaiming, I'm hungry, I want some food. Well, if you go into a restaurant and say that, you know what they're going to say. Well, you got to tell us what you want. Be very clear. First, people will look at you like you're an idiot, and they're only doing that because you are. Second, you won't get fed. If you're lucky, someone might hand you a menu and ask you what you'd like to order. You can order off the menu, or you can concoct something creative, but either way, you have to be specific. If you stand there asking for food, you'll remain hungry. Is this happening in your life right now? Are you standing at the universal restaurant waiting for your desires to manifest and receiving only static in response? Might the reason be that the wait staff can't figure out what the heck it is that you're really trying to order? The universe is extremely adept at fulfilling your desires, but only if you have the wherewithal to decide and order what you want. If you can't do that, and it matters not what excuses you have, you will remain hungry. Sometimes the universe will take a stab at bringing you what you ask for. Then you reject it because although it's what you ask for, such as a generic romantic partner, it isn't what you really actually wanted. Then maybe the universe tries a few more times and you continue to send back whatever it brings you. So eventually it gives up, concluding that you're an unreasonable customer and that it's better off spending its time and energy serving the patrons who know how to place an order properly. It says, okay, we're done for now. Call me back to the table when you've figured out what it is you actually want. Here is how you order. When you set goals and intentions, place an order. Don't ask. Please, can I? Just simply order, much like you would in a restaurant. Say, I'll have the blah, 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 whatever. Then expect to receive what you order. Don't be timid or cowardly or uncertain. Just state your order and expect to get it. If you screw this up, no soup for you. Take as much time as you want to decide what to order, but when you place your order, accept what you ordered and know that you're going to receive it. You may have some buyer's remorse if it's not as good as you hoped, but that's okay. Receive it anyway. There will always be other meals, other orders. Not everything you receive will taste like ambrosia. Be very specific in asking for what you want. Don't ask for more money. If you want $50,000 cash, then order $50,000 cash. Don't ask for it, order it. Don't ask for a better job. If you want to be a fashion blogger who travels around the world and gets free invites to major fashion shows and has 500,000 monthly readers, then order that. Don't ask for a romantic partner. If you want a geeky, vegan, bisexual, happily jobless girlfriend who gives amazing blowjobs and loves to travel, then order that. Order it loud enough so that your waiter can hear you, and people at nearby tables will say, "I don't know what was on the menu. I'll have one of those too, with a twist of lemon." One of the best ways to get what you actually want is to take your best guess and order it. When you get what you ask for, it may not turn out quite right. That contrast between what you received and how you feel about it will give you a better sense of what you actually do want. Then you can make a better guess and take another stab at placing an order. As you repeat this process, you'll gradually hone in on what you actually desire more at a very deep level, and then you'll get a chance to receive and experience it fully. Realize that this is iterative process. Don't be a perfectionist. That's like sitting in the restaurant for hours trying to decide what you want while impatient waiters periodically refill your water glass, and then pressure you into ordering something. It's just a meal, so make a decision. Get fed. Get out. Even if it turns out to be less than you hoped for, there will be plenty of other meals. The occasional bad meal is inevitable. How to be an idiot who can't order at a restaurant? Well, what happens if you change your order before you receive it? Same thing, that's what happens at a real restaurant. What would happen if you grabbed the waiter and changed your order before it arrived? No problem. But you'll have to wait even longer because the waiter has to cancel the original order and then submit the new order. And if you keep doing that over and over, you'll piss off the waiter, for one thing, and will never receive a meal. Have you been doing something like that in real life? You know, blue? No. Red? No. Blue? Aha. What happens if you order something and then you get it and you don't like it? You can eat it anyway or you can send it back. Either way, there will be other meals. You can always order again. Learn from experience and do your best to make a more intelligent choice the next time. You may need to sample a few items from the menu to figure out what it is that you like and you don't like. Your first order at any new restaurant may very well be your worst experience there. What happens if you complain about the way the system works? It's not fair. I can't figure out what I want. I keep going back and forth between two possibilities. Stop pressuring me. You're free to do that, but the system will press you like an idiot. And again, it's only because you are. If you rail against the system, it's not going to work for you. If you can't follow the simple rules, the system will process you like an idiot customer till you figure it out. Here are the rules. Decide what you want, order it, receive it, and digest it. It's not rocket science. Don't make it complicated. It's easier to follow the rules than it is to break them. Even a child can do that. Your choice. Despite the obvious drawbacks, you're still free to behave like an idiot customer whenever you choose. You're free to make a vague request. You're free to change your mind every 5 minutes. You're free to reject your order after it arrives. But of course, all those actions have consequences. If you behave stupidly, you'll get stupid results. Technically speaking, this isn't a problem. The Universal Restaurant is robust enough to handle people like you. It will process you without prejudice. However, you won't have a very good experience, and in the end, you'll be disappointed with the food and or the service. Other members of your party will also be disappointed, either with the restaurant or with you personally. No one at your table will seem to be having a good time unless you order properly. If you screw it up, you'll ruin everyone else's evening. This restaurant, however, is perfectly capable of preparing the most amazing gourmet meals you could ever fancy. You just have to order properly. Be specific. Be clear, direct, and confident. Be audible. And don't keep changing your mind after you've placed your order. When you receive your order, accept it with gratitude. Smell it, taste it, savor each delicious bite, and share it with others at your table if they'd like a taste, and taste some of their food too. It won't be perfect, but it's better than going hungry. Learn from the experience and allow it to inform your future ordering decisions. Eventually, you'll become a master connoisseur of the Universal Restaurant. Work with the rules of the Universal Restaurant to enjoy the best meals of your life. Don't rail against the system. Don't be a clueless customer. And don't post negative reviews about it online. Note, the Universal Restaurant is not to be confused with the restaurant at the end of the universe. I think that's what you were thinking. Okay, I thought this was a very interesting little article by Steve Pavlina. And it has a little bit of sense of humor there, but I thought it was very interesting. Okay, you know that if you want to get control of your life and create the life that you want, then you have to start with your thoughts. And with those thoughts, when you think something enough times, over and over, you dwell on it, it goes down into that what you once known as the subconscious mind or your super consciousness. Remember, your mind is the spiritual part of you. It is in every cell of your being. In every cell of your being, each cell has its own intelligence. When you have a physical thought, whether it be positive or negative, it does not distinguish between the good and the bad. It'll accept anything that you keep putting in there. So if you dwell on the positive, then it goes into all this, every cell of your being, and you become emotional about it. You start having feelings, emotions, whether you think yourself well, or you think yourself rich, or you think yourself in love, or whatever it may be. You have to have it in you first, and it manifests into the physical world. It doesn't make any difference what your state of health is, or what your financial statement says, or anything else. It's what you focus on expands, and you're going to get more of it. So if you worry about your health and you dwell on all the negative stuff, your health is only going to deteriorate. You will become sick. On the other hand, it doesn't really make any difference what your state of health is, and if you have cancer or you have some terminal illness, it doesn't matter. It all starts in the mind, and the mind is 90% of it, or the attitude that you have is 90% of it. And I've proven this to people over and over, people who have been given the death sentence. The doctor said, you've only got a short time to live. And by simply dwelling on this over and over, using something like hypnosis, general healing of health problems, or that one's a very good one, achieve perfect health, you can take the worst state of health and turn it around and give yourself perfect health in time. Even the man who was given the death sentence and had cancer and was told he didn't have long to live, he completely healed himself using just the hypnosis in 4 months. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. If you practice it and do it, you will find it does work, and it works very well. Now, that article there just talks about how to order from the universe, and basically how to get what it is that you want, however you want it. But one book here, and Bob Proctor is just adamant about the book called Think and Grow Rich. And in that book, Think and Grow Rich, there is one chapter, it is on desire. And in the book called Desire, which is a great chapter of any book ever, it's a great book, but he dwells on this one chapter, and it's called The Starting Point of All Achievement, and the chapter is based on, the subtitle is The First Step Towards Riches. Now, if you're not interested in being rich, it doesn't really matter. Whatever your goal is, when you have a goal, that's not just a goal, it's not just a wish, it's not like, oh yeah, I thought about that a couple months ago, I forgot all about it. I'm talking about a goal that is a burning desire to win, a burning desire to have, or a burning desire to succeed, whatever it is that you want. It's something that you think about on a day-in and day-out basis. It's something that you never forget about. It's something that you want so bad. It's not a matter of whether you can have it or not. It's a matter of You're always trying to figure out how you're going to have it. And when you have that burning desire, that is the beginning of getting what it is that you want. You simply move forward, take the physical steps, moving forward to achieving it. Now, in this chapter, and we're going to go over these, there's six steps that you can actually take, whether it's to achieve great riches, better finances, more money, a lot of money, or whether it's to have perfect health or the perfect partner in your life, whatever it may be. But you first need to know what it is that you want to have. Get your goal very clear in the present tense, and you think of it, you write it, you think about it as if you have already achieved it. In other words, don't worry about where it's going to come from or how you're going to get it or how you're going to achieve it. That's irrelevant. You're simply going to focus on the end result. For example, if it's a new house, you want to own a home, then start imagining what kind of home you want. Look at pictures. Pick out the home that you want. Don't worry about where the money's going to come from or how you're going to get it. Just focus on the home that you want. That's the end result. And that will be your goal, is say a home. Or if it's your health, you want to have perfect health, then you will see and imagine and feel and remember how it once was that you, when you had perfect health, and see yourself that again with perfect health, doing the things that you enjoy doing, feeling good, thinking and seeing yourself, enjoying yourself, doing the things that you like to do. Or if it's money, however much money you want, you don't say, I want more money. You're going to figure out how much money it is. And there is actually, you can manifest any amount of money that you want. You can manifest anything. But you, whatever it is that you choose to get, you're not going to focus on how you're going to get it. You don't worry about where it's going to come from or how you're going to get it. You just simply focus on the amount of money that you want. There are six basic steps that you have to take in order to achieve any goal. And I'm going to go over this. And this is actually written on finances. But it says, every human being who reaches the age of understanding of the purpose of money wishes for it. Wishing will not bring riches, but desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession, then planning definite ways and means to acquire riches and backing those plans with persistence, which does not recognize failure, will bring riches. In other words, you don't just wish for money, because if you just chase after money, then you'll always have a lack of money. But if you have a certain amount of money that you want, and you always have a plan, a definite plan, ways, a means to acquire your riches, you know, something you have to offer. Maybe you have a story in you that you want to tell the world, that other people would learn from you. Maybe it's a story that would be a heartfelt story that people would like to hear. Maybe you have lots of stories. But there's always something that everyone can do. There's something anyone and everyone can do, even if it's a story in them. Even if it's something that they can help other people to learn from. But you need to have some kind of a plan, something that you have to offer to the world. Now, in this book, it's called Think and Grow Rich. It's by Napoleon Hill. This is on chapter number 2 called Desire. The method by which desire for riches can be transmuted into its financial equivalent consists of 6 definite practical steps. And let's go over those steps. The 6 steps are, 1, fix in your mind the exact amount of money that you desire. It is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Remember the article I just read to you from Steve Pavlina on how to order from the universe? Be very specific, very clear, very confident. State it out loud. Be definite as to the amount. There's a psychological reason for the definiteness, which will be described in subsequent chapter. If you keep changing the order, it's going to take a lot longer for you to get it here. 2, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money that you desire. and there is really no such reality as something for nothing. So you need to determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire, even if you want to sell stories or information, or you have a talent or a skill that you'd like to share with the world. Third, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money that you desire. A definite date when you intend to possess the money that you desire. I'm going to stop here and interrupt, and I've told you this before, but when you have a goal such as this that you are going to reach by a definite date, when you start, I strongly suggest that you start with, when you're just beginning and you're new at this, to start with just one goal or two, if you have two things, but don't have a bunch. Don't have several, because if you're going to focus your energy on one thing. If you put all your energy and your thoughts and your time and energy into the one goal, you'll manifest it very easily and very quickly. Also, make sure that the goal is believable. I don't care whether you want to manifest $50 or you want to manifest $50,000 or $5 million. I don't care. The amount just has to be, in your mind, it has to be believable. It has to be real. It has to be something that you actually need for a reason. You have to have a reason why you want it. You can't just want it because you just want it, because there's no real reason there, which means basically there's no burning desire and it's just a wish. So if you need $50,000 because of a debt that has to be paid, then you have a definite reason why you need that money, why you want it. Don't worry about where it comes from or how it's going to get here, but you're going to manifest it. You're going to think of some things that you could offer the world, the universe, other people in the world. But whatever your goal is, it has to be for the good of man. Whatever your goal is, it cannot be anything against God, nature, or man, or it's like putting a noose around your own neck and hanging yourself. If you can remember the old cartoon, the classic cartoon, where the little man is down on his knees praying that just strike my worst enemy down, just strike him down as fast as you can, strike my enemy down, and then lightning comes and strikes him. You can't do something or have a goal because you hate someone or there's some negative reason behind it. It always has to be for the good of anyone involved. So, keep your goals positive and keep them realistic in your own mind. So if you're waitressing in a restaurant and you're making $200 or $300 a week, then for you to manifest $50,000 in the next week, you need to have a plan of something that you're going to try to do in order to bring that money in. And if you need it badly enough and it's for the betterment of all mankind involved, you may just win the lottery. I don't know. But you need to have a definite reason. You need to have a definite date. You need to be very specific about what it is you want and know that there's reasons why it is that you want what it is that you want. So third, step three is establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money that you desire. Fourth, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you're ready or not, to put this plan into action. That's number four. Create a definite plan for carrying out your desire. So there you're starting to take your steps forward, whether you think you're going to have it or not. When you don't know where it's going to come from or how it's going to come, just go ahead and take your steps forward into achieving it. So have a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you're ready or not, to put this plan into action. Fifth, write out a very clear and concise statement of the amount of money that you intend to acquire, name the time limit for its acquisition, state what you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. I'm going to repeat that. Write out a very clear, concise statement of the amount of money that you intend to acquire. Name the time limit for its acquisition. state what you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. 6. Read your written statement out loud twice daily, once just before you retire at night, and once after arising in the morning. As you read it, remember the statement that you're writing out will be your burning desire, your goal, in the present tense, as if you already have it, and it will be positive, and start with I am, and it will be fairly short, and as you read it, feel and see and believe yourself already in possession of the money. Now, this sixth step is the most important. Write it out, whatever your goal is, write it out, your written statement, and read it out loud. And I say read it out loud as many times as possible. Put it in your pocket, pull it out, put it next to your computer, just read it and look at it, daydream on it for at least 68 seconds. And when I tell you to read your written statement out loud, that written statement, I would strongly suggest that if you can't focus on it for 68 seconds because something else pops into your mind or you lose your train of thought or you get distracted very easily after 30 seconds or so, then I strongly suggest that you write that written statement out of your goal all in capital letters, printing it out so that you can focus your mind on it, daydream about it, feel it, imagine it, see it, for at least 68 seconds while you're writing it out, all in print, all in capital letters, very slowly, and don't write it fast, print it out slowly. If you do that every day, you will manifest whatever your goal is. But make sure that it's a positive goal, it is good for the betterment of all involved, all concerned. It's not anything that goes against man, nature, or God. And as you read it, see it and feel it and believe it yourself as if it's already happened, as if you're already in possession of money or whether it's your health. You can use these six steps no matter what it is, whether it's your health or whether it is the perfect partner or if it's more money, whatever the case may be. But write it out, focus on it, believe it. For health, there's several affirmations that are just great at changing one's health. Because, see, your every word that you speak literally affects every cell of your being, with every thought that you think, with every word that you say, with emotion, it literally changes the physical structure of your body. So you might use an affirmation, something such as, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. Use that affirmation just to repeat over and over to fill your mind when you have idle thinking or if a negative thought pops into your head, then knock it out with a positive thought using that affirmation. I am whole, positive, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. That's a great one. Or you can just say over and over, just fill your mind with while you're doing your daily chores or driving down the road or whatever it is that you're doing. Every day in every way, I'm becoming better and better, healthier and healthier, stronger and stronger. Every day in every way, I am getting healthier and healthier, stronger and stronger, healthier and healthier, better and better, stronger and stronger, and healthier and better. Use an affirmation like that, something to fill that negative thoughts. And as you say it, you might first just think it's silly, it's stupid. And because it seems like, why am I doing that? Words are not going to heal me. But they do. Words do heal, as a matter of fact. And then when you say it over and over and over, you're brainwashing yourself. And after you say it enough times, you say it every day, you will actually literally brainwash yourself into believing it, and you will start feeling it with emotion. And the structure, whatever it is in your body that is gone wrong, it will rebuild your body. But When you say it over and over, it goes down into every cell, into that subconscious mind, or what I call the superconsciousness. It gets into every cell of every being of your entire body, in your being, and you literally start getting better. It's a form of self-hypnosis. Now, if you've got people all around you who are talking very negatively and make you remind you constantly, try to avoid those people. Or simply replace their negative thoughts or negative statements with something very positive. Say, you know what? I am getting stronger. I am getting better. I am. I don't know how. I only know that I am now. Just tell people, I am getting stronger and better and healthier every day. I can feel it. I don't know how. I only know that I am now, and I am fulfilled. Remember always to be grateful, always to be thankful for anything that you have. And by simply claiming that feeling, that thought of being grateful before it even actually happens, makes it even that much stronger. And if somebody says, no, you're not, that's stupid, you're not, well, I would say stay away from that person. Don't talk to that person anymore than you have to for, you know, at least 30, 60 days. And if you just stay on a positive roll, tell everyone else, people who are positive, who will support you and will give you the backing that you need, moral, emotional, mental support, then talk, pause to them and tell them that you're getting better. Tell the story that you want to hear. Tell the story that you want to happen. And great things will happen, even for your health or whether it's the finances. You have to feel and be rich inside before you can attract riches. You can't think poverty. You can't think lack of, because whatever you focus on expands and you're going to get more of it. So remember, be on the positive roll. Speak, think positive, whatever it is that you want, and you will get it. The movie came out called The Secret, and for some people, they got it, and they said it worked like magic. For others, they said, I tried it for months, and things only got worse. Well, the reason is because you're focusing more on the negative, even whether it's your health or your finances. It's either your poor health and poor me, or it's the finances and, you know, focusing on all the bills and the creditors that are after you and the lack of. And the more you focus, whatever you focus on, whatever you put your energy into, feeds it and it gets bigger and stronger. It expands. So why not feed the positive and not the negative? Okay. I'm going to have to cut it a little bit short, because I have work I have to do. I've got to go to work. And I thank you for joining us tonight. And we'll get back to the regular programming on just the power of the mind. This last 2 or 3 months has been on how to master the subconscious mind, or master the mind, master the superconscious, so that you can be, do, and have anything that you want. But you first have to get control. Those physical thoughts and start focusing on positive thoughts, and the average person that has 100 thoughts out of every 100 thoughts has 80 of them are negative, until they realize that you can be positive. Some people think that they don't have any control of their thoughts, and that whatever just flows in, just whatever floods into that mind, is what they have to take and deal with. That's not true. You can be in control of those physical thoughts. You can be positive. It takes practice. It takes a lot of practice and time to break that bad habit of negative thinking. Stop thinking negative thoughts. It's that simple. When you stop thinking negative thoughts and you focus on the positive, you and everyone around you will be so much happier, so much better off. So, think positive thoughts, and if you have a hard time with that, remember in the very beginning, I gave you a lot of just simple exercises and things that you can do, simple things that you can do to change your life and reach the goals that you really want to reach. Go back to 9 simple exercises that you can do to guarantee to increase your income or attract money to you. That same subject there applies to any subject you want: health, romance, finances, mental, emotional, whatever it is. But you can apply that. You can wear a rubber band, and every time you have a negative thought, snap it hard. Break that negative habit. Break the bad habit of negative thinking. It's that easy. If you have a hard time focusing in the beginning on positive thoughts and your goal, write it out several times a day. When you write it out, post it everywhere, at all the paths where you go through the daytime. Post it by your bathroom mirror. Post it in your bedroom, by your alarm clock when you get up in the morning. So it's the first thing that you think in the morning. Post it in your car, a post-it notes. And so you think about it, and that's what you focus on your way to work or to the game or whatever it is, wherever you're going. But simply post reminders, little signs to guide your path along the way. It's really that easy. And you can do it. And with a little bit of practice, you can become a very positive thinker. And when you become a positive thinker, you become a positive person. When you become a positive person and you speak or think or feel positive thoughts, emotions, and words, you create positive energy which goes out into the universe and penetrates all that empty space, attracts like energy back to you, which gives you a positive life. Some people don't even know that they can be positive. While I work very hard at being positive, some people don't even know that they can be. So when you practice at it and you try to be positive, you're going to find that life can be so much better when you do. Okay. Wayne Dyer, who I'm going to give you this one last thought. This inspirational, he's a very inspirational thought, author and speaker. He's on PBS, a lot of different shows. He's written some great books. Wayne Dyer, he quotes, "When I chased after money, I never had enough. When I got my life on purpose and focused on giving of myself and everything that arrived into my life, then I was prosperous." Remember that. When I chased after money, I never had enough. When I got my life on purpose and focused on giving of myself and everything that arrived into my life, then I was prosperous. We all have a purpose in life. We all have talents or skills or gifts that we can offer to the world to make it a better place. No matter who you are, no matter what has happened to you, take some of the most negative experiences that's happened in your life and teach other people to learn from it. Or it may be a story or a talent or a skill, whatever it is. We all have a talent or a skill or a gift that we can offer this world to make it a better place. And you can figure out what that is if you take the time to think about it. Okay, we're going to end here. Thank you for joining us. And you can, if you have any questions or if you need any help finding some information or if you need anything, just simply email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And that is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And I'd love to get the feedback from you guys and hear what you have to say or questions you have to ask. I'd love to get the feedback. So if you want to, send me an email. You can go to my website at thehypnosisqueen.com. I don't know if it's fixed yet, but if it's not, then put a / after that, thehypnosisqueen.com/main, M-A-I-N, as in Mary Ellen Irene Nancy, .php, Paul Harry Paul. That's thehypnosisqueen.com. That when you bring that up, it comes up with the first page as an opt-in page. And for some reason, they've moved and got a new server. But when you opt in, you simply go to an advertisement for the one shopping cart. So if you want to bypass that and get into frequent asked questions, testimonies, there's just lots and lots of information on hypnosis itself right in that site, on that website. So just add main.php. main.php after thehypnosisqueen.com, and you will be able to get into the main website. And hopefully we'll have that fixed in the next few days. Thank you for joining me.